Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
You could take the name of Peter, Paul, or Mary,
Enoch, Elijah, Elizabeth, John the Baptist. You could just go through all the names of people in the Bible. And they put their own name on it. And so I thought that was interesting because it's exactly what they do. One of the things I've noticed about internet trolls and the government is how they work and operate online. You know, people make, back about 10 years ago, they're making $30,000 a year to be a troll online. And you just sit at home on your computer and you troll. COINTELPRO, that's what they called it, COINTELPRO operations on the internet against truthers. Just cause disruption. And if you ever notice, you ever go to these websites where they have everyday news articles and they have comment boxes, and those people are regulars. They all know each other. Because they troll certain sites. They're assigned certain sites. And they just end up like minds gather together meeting the other trolls. I don't even know if they know each other as trolls, but they end up hooking up. You can often step back and just watch people and who gathers with who. Because it's a cliche, but it's so true. Birds of a feather flock together. They will find each other. Another way they work is that, and I see them do this all the time. It's like if you're on social media, like Facebook, they'll develop a character. They'll put together a fake profile picture, a fake career, fake job, fake family, fake friends. They'll link with other people, grow their friends list, and use that person as a character that they play. And so they'll join other people's Facebooks. And I've seen it so many times, and I don't know why it is, but men will play women. They do it a lot. They develop these female characters online, and that's who they pretend to be. And they could have one character, or two, or three, and they develop email addresses. And you know, they just go through these incredible lengths. They have these fake characters just so they control your list, just so they can be disruptive, be combative, be contrary, use COINTELPRO tactics against you. And they come against everybody, not just Christians and truthers. They come against everybody. I don't really care about anybody but truthers or Christians. That's all I deal with. That's all I care about. On both of those. And they like to develop certain things about them. But they want a certain title. They want to be known as something. Develop a character as something. Join a group. Infiltrate groups online. Become very helpful, very knowledgeable. There's all different ways they work. And you just sit back over the years and you watch how they just infiltrate everywhere. And then the things they do, it's not always hurtful. Sometimes they're really helpful because they get paid to infiltrate your group. And so if they climb up the ranks and become liked by everybody, it's more bonus points for them. So these are just different ways they work, folks. I thought that taking the biblical name thing, which the Satanists do, was interesting, because I run into that a lot. So I kind of know how people could have a profile name as Yahushua, calling themselves Yahushua. That one always bugged me, because no real Christian would ever do that, but Yahushua in their profile name. I am Yahushua. That's just so arrogant. for people that want to proclaim their apostles. When the last apostle, long dead and gone, that office was closed. And so I typically don't even let them on my list either, because that's just an argument waiting to happen. We're just waiting to happen. So I kind of keep mine trimmed down to where the like-minded are just gathering on my list. I don't need the disruptions. I show them the door. So anyway, just watch out for that, folks. Just different ways. Different ways they all work. That's a big reason they can't get rid of Obama, because of the Clintons. Because they're part of the CIA. They're part of a much bigger picture, a much bigger group. All you have to do is look sideways at Hillary and you're going to show up dead somewhere. Because through her, who's just a clone, just a synthetic now, the real one's been dead a long time, they keep it going, they keep her foundation going, they fund all of their black ops. Through wars, drugs, trafficking. And people are finally seeing this about Obama, because, and I've been saying it for a long time, he was CIA. He's CIA. That's why he's such a big part of deep state, because he is deep state. He's been CIA since he was, you know, the typical character mold, build a character. What did they do? First of all, they took a CIA analyst. They took his background story, his home story, and they meshed it with another one, and they gave it to Obama to be his own, adopt as his own. And they gave him a fake birthplace and a fake birth certificate with fake social security numbers. Create the character. So they created this Obama. And they changed his name to Barack Obama. From Barry Satoro. And he doesn't own anything in his name, if you ever noticed that. None of them do. I don't know why. It's the oddest thing. It's like Ivanka and Jared Kushner, like billionaires. And the house they bought, or they didn't even buy it, they're renting it, they're leasing it. Why wouldn't you just outright buy a house if it's like taking change out of your pocket and throwing it on the ground? The house they live in was bought by a Chilean billionaire. So this guy from Chile, there's a house for sale in D.C. So this guy, rich guy from Chile, stands up and buys the house. And then a month or two later, turns around and rents it to Ivanka and Jared. Really? Why wasn't it, you know? I don't understand why these people don't own their own properties. I'm missing something here. Because Obama never does either. Everything's always in somebody else's name. Interesting, huh? Anyway, folks, a lot of stuff going on in the background. Kushner, Jared Kushner, and General Dunford, Joint Chiefs of Staff, over in Iraq. I was reading this funny story, because you never know what's true or not on the internet, right? And because back when Trump was elected president, the New Agers were saying that he had been given $30 million worth of Iraqi dinars to sign off on the reevaluation of global currencies. And as a gift, he was given 30 million dinars. Well, I can tell you that $30 billion could fit in my wallet. I mean, basically, it could fit in my purse. $30 million. Woohoo. Because their bills come in like $25,000 denominations. And probably even higher. So $30 million isn't that incredibly much. But what this one, the New Agers are saying is that Trump had, the reason he sent Kushner to Iraq was to oversee the exchange of their dinar to the CBI bank in Iraq or whatever. And the airplane had 24 pallets full. 24 full pallets of Iraqi dinars that they were exchanging. That's a heck of a lot more than 30 million, folks. You figure a pallet on a C-130, it's probably about 5 foot high by 5 foot wide, and you can see how big a regular pallet is. Full of boxes that are full of Iraqi dinars. 24 of them, that's 24 pallets. That's a lot of money. That's an incredibly a lot of money. And why does someone who's a billionaire already need even billions more that he'll never even live to spend? You can't take it with you. He's already 70 years old. I find all this stuff, so much garbage going on with news that if you were to believe half of it, Benjamin Fulford was saying that Obama was arrested by the military police, U.S. military police, and he was in Japan. And three different sources are stating this. And yet on other sites of the internet, Obama's popping up at the White House trying to get in unannounced to see Trump, or causing some kind of hissy fit at a local coffee shop because he has to stand in line. This doesn't sound like he's under arrest in Japan to me. And why would he be? Why would he be in Japan? You know, the original story was the Lady Michelle, the boat Obama owns, was confiscated, found 4.2 tons of cocaine on it, and Obama took off to Tahiti to hide because French doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States. So he knew he'd be safe in France from extradition. And so the story goes from there to then being arrested by military police in Japan. Why would he be in Japan? But then all of a sudden he's in the United States causing trouble. You don't know what's going on. You never know what's going on, folks. Now, I know they have a bunch of different clones of Obama. So, okay, you pick up a clone and arrest him and take him to Japan, let the other clone run around in D.C. It's like these characters get 9 lives, too. When you get a clone, now you get 9 lives with it. If you lose one clone, you keep going because you got 8 more left. Only with their technology, if you lose all 9 clones, they can just make 9 more. It's really hard to destroy a character. That's why when they announced the death of David Rockefeller, it was shocking. And you know, Dick Cheney, he's been killed several times, so is Bush Sr. So how do you finally get rid of those characters along with the Clintons? Now they got Chelsea to deal with, because they done killed her a long time ago too, and have clones of her they can pull out. Hey, it's a brand. Keep it going, right? Someone posted an article, and I posted it on my Facebook, about the plans for chip implanting to still be alive for 2017. I think that that's Kevin Williams on his, YouTube, on his video making a prediction probably last year or whatever. Brian Williams, not Kevin. He likes that Chicago Satanist crowd. With Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett. And they're still talking about their predictions of everyone being required to be chip implanted in 2017. And this, folks, is the very reason that Obamacare was not repealed. I knew when all that drama started around their failures to repeal Obamacare. Because there's no way they're going to take out that provision in Obamacare that requires the inserting of a medical device. And that medical device is chip implanting. And I was screaming, everybody was back in 2009, 2010, is that when they came out with this Obamacare? I actually had the entire bill. It's on my website somewhere. It talks about the National Medical Device Registry. And it was on page 1014 of Obamacare. It talks about a Class 2 device that is implantable. And that's just a lot of sugarcoating language for being chip implanted. To have a chip implant put inside your skin. And there is no way that the globalists and everybody involved with Lucifer was going to allow that to be repealed and not copied and duplicated in Trump's bill. They're going to keep that intact. And of course they are, because, you know, I still hear, even today, from the sleeping dead Christians who think Trump was put in office by the Father. Oh, Trump's being protected by God. Trump was put in office by God. Really? Yeah, to fulfill his will on chip implanting the people? Hello? But that's exactly, it doesn't matter who's president, that's exactly where we're heading. Look at how the globalists play against each other. It's all a charade. We got rid of the CIA, represented by Obama and Hillary and Valerie Jarrett. And now we have Trump, who went from draining the CIA swamp to butt-kissing the CIA when he declared he loved them. Was that the weekend he was elected? He went to the CIA, made a speech, and he said, I love the CIA. Seriously? That's some serious butt-kissing there. Drain the swamp, Trump. Because the globalists don't care as long as certain things, certain mandates stay in place. Because you're taking down an outright in-your-face globalist regime represented by the CIA, which was Obama. And this new regime coming in, this new age regime represented by the coming ascended masters, world teachers, they want the same thing, a global world government. And I've told you, it doesn't matter which faction's in charge. Everybody wants the same things. They just want to be in charge of it. One world government is the goal, regardless of what group you're in. The regime coming in is going to make Obama's regime look like candy cake. A candy cane. And they're coming in. They're coming in. They call themselves Ascended Masters. world teachers, Maitreya, Sananda, Lady This, Lady That. There's a whole group of them. There's 11. They're coming. They represent this whole la-la restored republic lie. They sold the New Agers. But we're going to have a restored republic in America and restore the constitutional law. Blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous and insane. How many people claim to be Christians that are involved with the whole charade of that? Who possibly think that the Father has his hand in any of that? Now they actually just put these people in the face of it to be the face of the restored republic. Because they want people to trust them. So they put these snakes. They make all these videos almost every day. Talk about the coming global currency revaluations. And how it's God's gift to mankind. Really? So you realize it's just numbers on a computer screen, right? That's all it is. And when they switch it to digital, and they are, because it all leads together, they're going to force you to get a chip implant to even access your money. That's where it all leads. But of course, they're going to tell you that the chip implant's not dangerous. The chip implant will damn your soul. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I've done videos. The Father had me do several videos on the Mark of the Beast. It's a chip implant. I know they're fighting tooth and nail hard, some of these mega preachers. They don't want you freaking out that the Mark of the Beast is a chip, so they're steering you in different directions. Oh, what's not a chip? It's not a chip. It is a chip. Because when they translated the word Mark of the Beast, it should have been translated Chip of the Beast. The mark was a chip. The same word. Mark, chip, boulder, splinter. Splinter. And that's exactly what the RFID chip looks like. And of course now they're going by the name NFC near something. NFC chips have to do with phones and phone apps. The same thing. They're all RFIDs. I think they're called NFC chips in the Asian countries. And here in America, we call it the RFID. They may or may not enforce it this year. But be aware, because there will be no grace period next year. Because 2018 is the go year. It is the final go year. 2017 is a possible year. They could start it this year. If they had to, they could wait until next year. But 2018 is their go year. No more delays. They're playing this year. They're seeing how far they can go. And the world's ready. They're ready. They're all ready. They're all set to go. But they're waiting for us to leave. They're waiting for the Father's light to leave the world. And he's not talking about the Holy Spirit. I've been teaching you how he's got a heavenly planet here. The second sun, the twin sun, in the mornings it rises with the sun. It's the twin sun. That's why they chemtrail the sun so bad to block out the second sun so you can't see it. And at night, as it travels with the sun across the sky during the day, it sets in the west with the sun. And it's been that heavenly planet in the west for a long time, years now. And people finally waking up to it. And, oh, it's Venus. No, it's been there for 10 years, maybe even longer. We're just not waking up to the fact of what it is. And when that light's gone, it's their sign that the Father's light has left the world. And then they'll begin their implementation of Lucifer's agenda on earth, because he doesn't want the Father here. He wants the Father gone, so he has full reign of the earth without being watched. He hates the Father's presence here. And so they wait. They sit and wait. He's not even back yet. He's still in quarantine. But his minions pick up where he's never involved anyway. He's not a direct hands-on. Kind of hides in the background anyway. That's why with him being gone, they haven't even noticed. Makes an appearance every once in a while at their satanic gatherings. He was at the Queen's 50th Jubilee back in 2012. He appeared and showed up as a woman. I remember that back then, one of my contacts had sent me a video. It showed me him. Yeah, he can appear as any way he wants to, folks. Shapeshifters can do that. That's why they're shapeshifters. But they're waiting for us to leave before they implement anything. That's why you'll see them go into one delay after the next and just kind of stumble over themselves and pull out one senseless excuse after another why something isn't being done. Because they'll get a target date and they'll be sure we're going to be gone by then, so they'll start announcing all the stuff that's going to happen, and then nothing happens. And you go into a big lull and delay. They're waiting for us to leave. And I sent out my newsletter yesterday explaining the three groups that would be leaving. I've done videos about this, radio shows. Three groups leaving, folks. It represents the three different harvests during a year. During the year, you have your first fruits harvest, which is in May, right after Passover, Feast of First Fruits starts. And it runs for 50 days until Pentecost, Feast of Shavuot, Pentecost. That's the first fruits. And then there's a midsummer harvest, and then there's a fall harvest. Fall harvest is when you get your pumpkins, your turnips. I love a good turnip green. Turnip greens are good. Squash. All that stuff comes late. All that stuff comes at end of September, October. So they have Halloween, October 31st, get rid of all the pumpkins. Well, that was an ingenious marketing scheme, huh? I never once allowed my kids to carve a pumpkin. If you had to get something right, that should have been the least thing. Not allowing your kids to celebrate that Satanism. Outright satanic holiday. Just, they don't even hide it. Yeah, they hide it with the Nimrod Christmas trees and the fertility pagan eggs. But they don't even bother to hide Halloween. It's just outright evil in your face. I like how Christians spend all their time trying to excuse their holidays. But we're not celebrating fertility goddesses. We recognize it as the resurrection, as they're painting eggs. And taking their kids on Easter egg hunts. It just makes you sick. They're supposed to be celebrating Passover. And Passover begins this year on April 10th. If you're on the Enochian calendar, I think it's pretty much over by now. On the Enochian calendar, we would be beginning in first fruits somewhere. This is the month to watch. This is April, May, and June are the months to watch for any kind of action going on, if it's going to this year. Otherwise, forget it. This I would say go into hibernation, but I know we've got weather issues coming. The wind storms are just going to get stronger. I had a bad dream the other day and the other night, and I woke up and the first thing I started doing was looking up tents online. Because when you've got 300-mile-an-hour winds to deal with, your house is going to be in the next state. Your roofs are going to be gone. I mean, it's just going to be a lot of destruction coming for us. It's going to get worse and worse. It's going to start getting progressively bad. We saw a taste of windstorms earlier this year. It's going to start getting really bad. And so you better have backup. Now I was thinking tents. I was thinking big tarps. So if you lose your roof, at least put a tarp on it. Stocking up on wood and nails. Of course, you'd have to bury all the stuff. Because if you put it in your garage gets blown away. It's not going to do you much good. Bad times are coming either way. Anyway, folks, I sit and brace for all the garbage. Fake news that's going to come out this week. Keep your eyes on the sky. Keep your eyes on the Middle East. Because that's pretty much where the action should be. I know I'm not talking about Syria and all those distractions. I'm talking about the arrival of their IMAM. Because that's the only thing I'm interested in. Is the arrival of these beasts that are coming so we can get on with the next regime. So we can move forward a little bit here. Instead of being stuck in la-la land of delays. Because that's where we're at in everything. The arrival of the beasts. The ascended masters, the world teachers. That's who they're hiding in the skies. They gray out the skies. They black them so they can't see all these ships coming in. They can't see all the fights in the sky going on, the falling stars. One regime taking out the other. CIA represents the reptilian regime. The world teachers, the ascended masters, this next regime coming in, it's not dominated by the reptilians, it's dominated by the greys, the tall greys and the chewy bears, the Chewbaccas. They're together. And the Bible codes refer to them as buffalo and bison and bears. They're all together. There are reptilians involved in their faction, but the reptilian faction that we've been dealing with that took over America, they're the ones they're fighting against. They're all Satan's people. The reptilians are the fallen angels that were with Lucifer when he fell. Because when Lucifer was cursed and turned into a snake, which is a reptile, a reptilian, all of the angels that were with him at that time were also turned into snakes and reptiles. People don't get that. It didn't just affect Lucifer, but all of the angels that fell with him. They all became reptiles. And people threw in the Dracos. Well, the Dracos are the leaders. You're not going to see them in America unless they're at NORAD. I've heard they're at NORAD. That's why the Air Force, the original Air Force personnel that operated NORAD had to move down to Peterson Air Force Base. Because I got kicked out by the Dracos. And the Dracos are really just winged reptilians. That's the only difference between them and a regular reptile, is they have wings. And they're featured all over Star Wars. The whole thing about Star Wars and the government and the Federation and all that, that was about the Dracos. And that whole city was based on the Dracos' home city underneath the Libyan desert in Africa. They reveal stuff in everything, folks. The Dracos, they have ancient tapes. Thinking, what? Yeah, they've been videotaping for a long time. It's not. I pull those out sometime. It'd be nice, huh? If they weren't edited to lie about stuff. But anyway, folks, my time's up. Be back tomorrow at noon. Till then, everybody. God bless.